January 21st, 2018, the 32nd anniversary of Mary, Protectress of the Faith. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now, creator of time and space. In me is all truth, every solution. This is the day designated as the Feast of Mary, Protectress of the Faith. With lack of gratitude, man received this grace, even though the graces attendant to this title are miraculous. This title was given at a time when the tradition of faith was at great risk, and today it continues and imperils the truth. Just calling upon the Protectress sends Satan retreating. His attacks are weakened and his evil revealed. I suffered greatly during my son's passion so that this title could be revealed to mankind. Imagine my chagrin when it was not supported by the very ones who needed it the most, my church. These days, faith is regarded as a take-or-leave choice, something like life in the womb. The precious treasure of all ages, the tradition of faith, is not viewed as something that needs or is worthy of special protection. Those who do not treasure their faith are already in Satan's grasp. You can readily see this stands for a great portion of the heart of the world. Today, I ask clergy and religious to rely upon the Protectress of the Faith to safeguard the treasure of their vocations, which are so greatly under attack. Ask for the grace to recognize attacks against your faith. All of the ones who support this ministry should do so as well. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that utterance may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.